Okay, and if you, I'd say, good luck comes just a little at a time, but bad luck comes
all at once.
And if, last year he got 20 bushels to the acre, this year he got 40 bushels. This year's crop was just as good.
Twice as good.
And the months of the year, please.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Any other ways to say Sunday?
The Sabbath.
You use that?
Not very too much.
You hear it. Church?
Yes.
And praying? Or something?
Yes.
Okay. And if you meet someone in the early part of the day, what do you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
And you say that up until about what time?
About 12 o'clock,
and
high noon.
After that you say?
And good evening.
And what do you say when you leave people generally?
You say goodbye, farewell, so long.
Do you ever say good day when you're leaving?
Yes, occasionally, but not very often.
And the part of the day after supper is called?
The evening.
And do you ever say good night as a greeting when somebody comes in?
No, I don't know what to do.
All right. If a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, he might say he had to start work
at sunup.
And if what time did the sun rise this morning, you might say the sun
rose at so-and-so.
And we were a little late this morning. When we got out in the field, the sun had already
come up.
Use that same word. Rise, you know. The sun had already?
Had already rose.
And I like to go out and see the sun
rise.
And if he worked until the sun went out of sight, he had worked until?
Sundown.
Okay, today is Tuesday. So Monday was?
The day before. Was yesterday.
And tomorrow is?
Will be Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
Wednesday will be tomorrow.
Thank you. And if somebody came on Sunday, not last Sunday, but the one a week before, how would you say that? He came here?
Sunday before last.
Okay. What about if he's not going to be here this coming Sunday, but the one after that? How would you say that? He's coming
not next Sunday, but the Sunday after.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
You haven't got a shorter way of saying that?
No, because if you said next Sunday, that would be the next Sunday.
Next Sunday. What about Sunday week? What would that
yes.
be?
Yes. Uh-huh. Sunday week.
He's
yeah.
coming Sunday week?
We use that.
All right. Do you have any other way of saying 2 weeks? Do you ever use fortnight?
No, I knew that's what it meant, but it's never been used through here that I know of.
And if you want to know this, you'd say, what
time is it?
And to find out, you look at a
watch.
And if it's halfway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you're more likely to say it's
7:30.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it's
a quarter till 8.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you don't know exactly, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.